You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. One of the greatest outdoorsmen in the world is not a man, and she is not an adult either. She's 14-year-old Maxine McCormick, and she's a world champion flycaster. So flycasting is a form of fishing where you cast out your line with a fake fly at the end, and then you try to land it in the water near the fish, or if you're just casting, near the target. Maxine has been at it for 5 years, and last week she won a pair of gold medals at the World Championships in England for women's trout accuracy and for salmon distance. So where does a girl go to get to learn to be the very, very best? The Golden Gate Angling and Casting Club in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park. That's where Maxine learned to flick her wrist just right, and that's where KALW's Ian Lewis went a few years ago to learn the tricks of the trade.
There are certain places in San Francisco that make you feel far away from a bustling metropolis, and this is one of them. It's 9 in the morning. I'm watching a group of men with long fishing poles wade out in water up to their waists. They're fly fishermen, the kind you'd likely find in a cold mountain stream. But here, we're far from the nearest river.
My name is Mehrdad Saberi, and we are at the Golden Gate Angling and Casting Club.
Since 1938, this club has given people who love to fly fish a place to practice, right here in the city.
I come here to do what I enjoy a lot, which is casting fly rods.
He's talking about getting a tiny, almost weightless lure, the fly, to land exactly where he wants it. Saberi makes it look easy, but really, being good at it takes lots of training and constant practice. Saberi says I can talk to him while he casts, but first, in order to know what fly fishing is really like, he wants me to take a lesson.
Today, you, Ian, are going to join me, Willie George, and we're going to learn how to fly cast. I'm going to help you a little bit. Is that cool?
That sounds good. Willie George is the president of the Golden Gate Angling and Casting Club. And like any great club, this one has a great clubhouse. Framed displays of handmade flies hang on the wall next to taxidermied fish. But today, we're here for the pools. 3 rectangular concrete ponds. The only fish in these pools are tiny minnows. Those are to keep the mosquitoes down, not to catch. In fly fishing, though, if you're only interested in the fish, you're in the wrong sport.
I'm just here to work on my stroke, you know, like golfers do. It's the same thing with fishing, you know.
Paul Evans has been fly fishing for more than 30 years, and even he's come for a lesson today.
Because most of the time, we're all so damn polite today, we never tell each other what we're doing wrong. In any walk of life. You never walk up to a fisherman and say, you cast like a bum. Like that.
Okay.
Good.
Here we go.
Yeah, you drop the elbow, that's the motion. Good.
Better. Good.
It's a very zen experience.
That's Kristen Stimson. Today is her third lesson. She first came across the pools while walking her dog in the park and decided to give it a try. Stimson's friend, Rosanna Rourke, wanted to come too.
I was like, can I please join you and crash your little party? Because I was heading to Montana a couple weeks after, and I wanted to learn before I actually went fly fishing.
In Montana, she caught a trout.
It was amazing. It was about this big.
So pretty.
I gather that it was a young trout, but no criticism from me. Here, I'm as green as it gets.
How many here have never cast a fly rod before?
That would be me. In the pools, there are bright floating rings a few feet across. They're targets to land your fly in. Some people here can hit the target from 100 feet. I'm not concerned about those. I just want the line to go out straight in front of me, and not land in a pile by my feet.
There you go. That's it. Good hand position. Nicely done. It piled up a little bit. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now this time, pretend you're trying to hit that sign over there.
Okay.
And you got a paintbrush in this hand, and I got to flick it and go whump and get the paint over there. Okay, now go. Flick that paintbrush. Best cast yet.
I think I'm ready to watch a real fly fisherman cast.
Hey, Ian, how are you?
Remember Mehrdad Saberi? The guy who got me interested in the first place?
Good to see you, man. This is a beautiful bamboo rod that one of our distinguished members has made, and I'm casting it right now.
When Saberi casts, his shoulder, arm, and wrist move fluidly, and the rest of his body is still. His gaze is always directed on the water, right where he wants the fly to land. And pretty much every time, that's where it lands.
Fly fishing gives you the opportunity to really express all the things you strive for in life and demonstrate it in your cast.
The chance to get better and better is one of the reasons he comes here. It's also a way for him to connect with his Persian culture. Sabiri was born in Iran and moved to San Francisco in 1979 when he was 11.
The Persian culture is heavy duty into poetry. Rumi and Hafez and what have you. And fly fishing and fly casting basically brings the physical elements of sports and sportsmanship and competition and the poetic side of the culture together for me. And it's all an expression of what's in your mind. I'm a sucker for that. I feel it's my temple. You know, I feel meditation. It's my religion, I think.
Sabiri hasn't always felt welcome in the U.S., but here, it's different.
You know, here I am among these incredible people that have all the reasons in the world to be a little reserved. Yet they have absolutely open, welcoming arms, and they judge you by who you are, your character, and your love for the sport. And the sport brings us all together, huddled around, you know, these ponds. So we're lucky to have them here.
And no fish necessary. For Cross Currents, I'm Ian Lewis.